The Greg Show. Welcome back to The Greg Show. Tonight's topic is going to be on entertainment. Yes. It's such a broad range of things you think about when you think about entertainment and what it really means to be an entertainer. And like I say, an entertainer doesn't really exist without an audience. We need people to entertain us and stuff like that. I guess I'm thinking more about along the lines of like when I can be happier and give people the chance to have a good time and enjoy themselves. And I think what that does is allow them to sort of get out of their mental space or things that they're kind of tripping about. Start thinking about good things. And we got to do that. And we got to do that because we still kind of think about stuff that's not really uplifting or positive. And to me, the entertainment is what what allows me to be a character, be exciting, get myself into that space where I feel like I want to give people a really good time, a time that would be different if they weren't in my proximity, or just being able to just really just do whatever I'm feeling within each interaction or moment. And I think it's something that we all have the propensity to do. I think that we can do it if we really try. Really, to me, entertainment is just making things more exciting that wouldn't normally be. It's not just like saying, hey, I got to go home and watch a series on TV, or hey, I got to wait to listen to my favorite song or something like that. I think that we should try to find it everywhere that we go, whatever we're doing, allowing ourselves to find the enjoyment and excitement in whatever we're doing. I don't mind at times looking sort of foolish or whatever, if it's making people laugh. To me, I think it's about laughing. I think it's not only about laughing, but it's about finding the joy when we feel like it's not there. That is entertainment, though. Entertainment is just giving people a show, give them something to watch, give them something to say, hey, like that's something I want to come back for. They don't really want to be around negativity. The entertainment, it sort of goes hand in hand with like keeping it positive, because we want to spread that humor, that uplifting feeling, that good energy, that positivity, that thing that just kind of really gets to people and sort of allows them to want to come back and be a part of it. I love entertainment, though. I do. I love movies. I love TV. I love music, all that stuff. I mean, it was something I really didn't get passionate until like, it's just for a while. I mean, I always watched it as a kid, but I think just coming into play where I felt like it was just more of a part of my life. When I want to be entertaining people, then I want to be entertained too. So it sort of goes hand in hand with that. I think it's just something that can really just get us away from that stuff that we're looking at all the serious stuff. And there's a lot of serious things going on, and it's nothing wrong with recognizing that, because we still want to count our blessings and we want to say, it's not about being glad that stuff's going on. I mean, it's just more about like the fact that we need to just be excited at what we have. Well, you know, we got to be glad that we get to just enjoy whatever we enjoy. I mean, it's not easy. It's hard to really get outside of the negativity or the things that they want us to be looking at or focusing on. But if you could find that little bit of spark, you know, a little bit of enjoyment within your everyday life, or just bringing some sort of smile to somebody's face because you did something that really just made them laugh, or you told them a joke, or you just did something out of the ordinary, it's cool. It kind of just makes us sort of come together more than we would. And I think that's entertainment. Entertainment does, like, it does, because for me, it's when everybody starts taking everything too seriously, I do try to lighten up the energy and make it a little bit better, because I feel like I want to do that. I want to come into that situation and I want to make it a little bit different, because I don't want people to get too caught up in being so serious. I mean, there are things to be serious about. I mean, there are, like, I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, being aware of what's going on. I mean, and counting the blessings when you're not faced with those things, or trying to see the, you know, the good that you have. I mean, I think that it's a big picture thing. I mean, it's hard to see that though, because we get so wrapped up in our own situation, because we got to live our own lives. And that's just part of it. It is. It's easy to sit there and just kind of count, no, not count our blessings, but just kind of get wrapped up in our own. You know, I did that a lot when I was just thinking about me. I try not to make it about me as much, though. I even if I want to bring that entertainment, or I want to bring something that exciting, I want to do something different for the people I come into contact with, but I don't know if I still want to make it about me, though. I still would rather make it about them. I'd rather make it about the experience they're having. I'd rather provide that entertainment, but give them the satisfaction of enjoying something, because that they didn't expect to. It's always ever that good level of entertainment. I think it hits a little bit harder when people are enjoying something that they weren't even prepared to. I think they just weren't ready to. They were just like, wow, I'm just coming at them. I didn't think I was going to have this good of a time, and I did. I think those are kind of the sort of the best times that one of the, you know, I mean, not the best, but just better times that we have when we don't expect to. Instead of saying, hey, like, I can just have fun when I'm just doing this. I can just have fun when I'm on vacation. I can just, I can just have fun when I'm just only doing a certain thing. And I don't think we should get into that mentality. I mean, I love to entertain because I just like to just change what's going on. I think to me, that's a big deal. I've tried it a lot. You know, it doesn't always work. Tell a lot of jokes that don't land. I mean, certain things that just maybe don't make people laugh as much as I thought that they would. But you keep going into it. You keep going in. You go at it. Like, you know, just like a shooter tries to get themselves out. Like, you know, when they're in basketball, or they try to get it, it's like shoot themselves out of the, when they're missing a lot, they got to shoot their way out of it. It's not easy to do that. It's not, but it requires the dedication. I mean, you just have to get back into it. You gotta stay into it. You gotta stay into it, and you gotta just, like, basically just keep entertaining and say, I'm not gonna get too caught up in the fact that people are just not really fully enjoying it at the time, because I'm gonna go back in and I'm gonna keep doing it for them, I think. But I like it all. I like it. I just like being able to just have fun if I have the chance to, and to share that fun with people. It takes a long time. I mean, for a long time, I couldn't do that. For a long time, I just only thought I'd be having fun on my own or whatever I'm doing. It's not as fun that way, though. It really isn't, because I need people. Like, I need people to just have that enjoyment factor, that level of entertainment that I bring, to just be there and to just say, hey, like, that's funny. Maybe it's not funny. Maybe it's kind of funny, but I'm going to give you that feedback and I'm going to let you know. And I'm okay with that, because it forces me to be better. And I like that. I like to be improving. I like to be making myself improve on a moment-to-moment basis. Just for, I mean, not for, just for me, for them, for the people that just really want to just have a good time. I mean, it's important. It really is. I don't like getting stuck in that whole mentality of just where I have to just only be having fun in one situation. It shouldn't have to be that way. It could be have fun in a lot of situations. You find the fun in the little things. You enjoy the fun where you just don't think you could find the fun. You find the fun where it can just come in any direction, in any sort of way. I mean, just like, just doing it just to do it. I mean, be an entertainer, because it's something that will set you apart from the rest. You know, be an entertainer because it's something that's going to give you that good energy. It's going to keep you positive. It's going to be like, wow, I didn't think I could be that funny. Wow. And you might find somebody that really digs it. You know, they might really enjoy your sense of humor, but then like, wow, I really needed that. I needed a laugh today and I'm around them. So I'm like, now I'm enjoying it. And I really want to, I gravitate to that because I feel so good when I'm around that person. You want to be that person. We all, we have the ability to be those people. We can be those people. We just have to put that effort in. We gotta try. It doesn't really happen without really doing it. We gotta really try to be entertainers. I mean, it's just, and not overly try. I mean, you gotta read the audience though. At times, I mean, I'm not gonna push it with someone that really doesn't feel like they're really in that sort of, same space to really be able to receive it. But you read the audience, you know, like I said, entertainer is nothing without an audience, but you also got to read your audience. You got to read what's going on. You got to read who wants to laugh, who wants to have fun. I mean, it's a lot more difficult to do when it's not, you're not like, hey, I'm going to a comedy show. I know I'm ready to laugh, but that's like a designated time to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like he can give people a great time and it usually does. But it's also important to be able to do it when people aren't expecting it. I think that really is a big deal. I think it's a cool thing. I think it's a really fun thing to just give people that good time that they didn't even know they could have. It's just important. It's something that's going to take us to a different level. It's definitely just making the little things turn into the big things. It's making a situation that seems normal exciting. And I think a lot of me has just always wanted to do that. I think I used to do it, you know, artificially, and now I think it's just better to be doing naturally. I think it's just better to feel everything. It's better to just say, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to dance. I'm going to tell a joke. I'm going to make something funny that wouldn't have normally been funny if it's just because I feel that I'm feeling this, like I'm going where the energy takes me. If I feel like this, I feel like this, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to be worried about what people think as long as I'm not upsetting them. I mean, I'm not trying to go there. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be that kind of humor that's going to, you know, cut people down. I don't want that. I would rather bring them up. But as long as it's not hurting anybody, I mean, I think as long as it's just sort of being that entertainment that sort of brings them up. And yeah, what it does do is it gives them momentum, and it really does, because then they're like, wow, I feel good too. Like now I want to go with this now. And also what it does is it engages them more in the situation. I mean, when people laugh, when they smile, when they have a good time, they want to be there. They want to be kicking it. They want to stay longer. They want to be around. You got to do that. You got to provide the entertainment just to keep the people happier. And I think we have the ability to do it in our environments. We all work in different places, but we can bring those people up. I mean, we're around them all the time. And you got to realize, like, it's not just because you think if you're just bringing them up, like, you're not going to bring yourself up. Or it's just like, it can work together, though. It can be that synergy. It can, like, you can bring them up and then you get up too because you're bringing them up. I mean, everybody wins. That's the thing about the entertainment, though. I think a lot of times people don't believe they're entertainers. I think a lot of times they don't believe they're exciting. I think they don't think that people want to be entertained by them, but they just don't know. You got to give it a shot. You got to not be afraid to put yourself out there and say, I'm going to do something not that I wouldn't normally do. I'm going to do something a little bit different. And I'm going to just not be too afraid of the response, because as long as I'm doing it with positivity, creativity, inclusivity, like just making everybody be involved, I think it could take it to that level. And really, even if it doesn't exactly hit the certain way that you want, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to. You just got to make it a little bit better than it was. It doesn't have to be perfect. It never does. We don't even know what that is. We just try to make days go a little bit better, a little bit smoother. And a lot of times that's done through the entertainment. That's why I find making people laugh, making them smile, doing what I got to do to just think outside the box, be a little bit different, be a little creative. You know, just sort of while still connecting with people, still having that empathy, still feeling that compassion, still when the time is right. I mean, obviously, if you got somebody that's trying to share something serious, then you gotta feel them on a serious note and say, okay, I understand. I mean, I'm not saying make everybody laugh that needs a serious sort of shoulder to lean on or whatever. I mean, that's when you gotta kind of feel it out and say, okay, you know, I mean, it's not, you gotta feel it out. But if they're ready to receive that entertainment and that laughter, it's our job to kind of be that do the due diligence to make it a little bit better and to sort of just get them outside of their head and just thinking like, okay, I'm not so stuck in my negativity right now, because this person's really making it, they're just cracking me up. Like I really didn't think I was even ready to laugh, and now I'm just laughing hysterically. Like it's a great thing. It really is. And I think laughter really brings us together. I think it does. I think it's that humor. And I think it's what we need, you know, even when things are not going well everywhere. I mean, and the hard part about that is like, when are they ever going to be? I mean, when is it ever going to be exactly how you want it to be? I mean, you can't really let it stop you from enjoying your day-to-day stuff, because that's all you have. I mean, you got your moments that you have. What you do with them? Do you make them better? Do you make them more exciting? Do you make them more worthwhile? Do you get caught up in your head and say, why am I allowed to have this much fun? Or I don't even know if I should be having this much fun. Or what? I mean, don't overthink it. If it's funny, it's funny. I mean, just take the little things and run with them. The little things can be the big things, because we don't try it enough. We assign these like values to the big things, and we say, that's when I can be happy, instead of just basically giving no value to the little things and saying whatever I get from the little things is of value, because you know what? It's something I wasn't expecting, and now it's a good time, and I can build from that, especially when I didn't even expect to have that. And I think that's really what it is. I've had so many cool experiences and cool nights that I just really never expected to have happen. And I'm better for it. You know, I am, because I remember what that is. You know, I don't dwell on it, the past, but I take that and I say, you know what? Like, I'm going to learn from that, because this can be better right now. This present can be better, because I've had times that really didn't even seem like they could be good times, and they were great times. So now I can make these times better because of those times. It's just taking a little bit of that little tidbit and sort of working from that and sort of connecting it and saying like, okay, like now I can make this a lot better, because I remember what that was. And that's a big thing. It's not easy to do. It's not, I mean, it takes the memory. It takes, not sticking on it too much, but still taking it and really sort of building from it, building off of it, and really just propelling yourself into a great entertainment space. And that's what could keep you there. And if you got the ability to stay there and stay super positive and bring people up, then stay there. You know, try to stay there. Try to give yourself a little bit more leeway when it doesn't go exactly as you want. I mean, that's what I work on. I know it doesn't always go as well. I say a lot of jokes that are just, they're like, what? You know, and that's okay. I mean, you know, there's a lot of jokes they laugh at. I mean, I'm not going around just sitting there like telling individual jokes. I mean, it's more about just feeling on this situation. If it's funny, make it funny. I mean, it just, that's the way situational humor kind of presents itself, but it's a little bit different than just doing like an improv or something, but you play off of what you have, and you try not to hurt anybody in the process. You try to bring them up. Because, you know, if you're going to laugh at someone, laugh at yourself. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. We can do that. You know, I laugh at myself because I say goofy things. You know, I do. And I could be real goofy. But if my goofiness is what allows people to sort of come out of their shell and be like vulnerable too, then I'm good with that. You know, it's okay with me. You know, I could be goofy. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's not a bad energy to be goofy, because it's just going to bring people up, and it's not going to make them really be, you know, that upset, especially when you know that you're trying to do something to make them excited and entertained and a little bit more, just a little more involved and wanting to stay within the moment and the situation. And all we have are the moments. I mean, we got the moments. It just, we have moments that we do either more of or less with. And that's it, really. I mean, and what we could do with them and how we could sort of maximize the the energy of them and the potential that we have. So, I mean, try it, you know, try to be a little bit more of an entertainer and just something that you know, something that you just would make you a little bit more excited to be doing what you're doing. That's all. The Greg Show.